Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Sports Roundup. Starting off a little differently today. Only an hour-long show. That's one thing you might notice. Joe and Jeremy both got tied up. I had some other obligations. So, unfortunately, today's show, we're going to try to jam-pack a whole bunch of content into 1 hour. And so hopefully we get to it all. If not, we can carry that back over to Tuesday. Joe and Jeremy will be joining us here briefly on the line, but wanted to talk today a little bit about, is LeBron James just whining? I mean, really? LeBron James came out the other day, and he said he was nervous about the direction of the Cavaliers. The direction of the Cavaliers. Okay, now, the Cleveland Cavaliers, obviously, as you know, it's him, for the most part, team-wise, is him, Irving, and Love, Kyrie Irving and Love. Right now, team sits at 30 and 14, okay? 30 and 14, and you're worried about the direction? I mean, I understand where you're coming from, LeBron. It is the future of what this team's going to be after you leave. Don't worry about that. You brought the city of Cleveland their first sports championship in 52 years. And the way you're playing right now, the way your team is playing right now, you got a chance to bring them another one. Because there's nobody in the East that is stopping the Cavaliers right now. Maybe Boston takes a couple of games in a series here or there. And maybe Toronto takes a couple of games in a series here or there. But I don't think Toronto or Boston are built right now to beat Cleveland in a 7-game playoff series. So the direction of the Cavaliers, what direction they're going is towards the Eastern Conference Finals. That's it. And then the championship. So for LeBron to say this, I really kind of think LeBron is being the LeBron diva that we know him to be. LeBron was upset that they lost a couple of games here and there. They had a couple of bad games, a couple of frustrating performances, and all of a sudden they need another score. They need another post guy. They need another this, they need another that. You're one of the best teams in the league. You're the best team in the East. To me, I just don't feel like the Cavs have anything else to do, anywhere else to go. I mean, think about it. LeBron demanded so much money. Yes, I understand the restructuring and all that, but between Love, Kyrie, and him, in the NBA, to be successful, you have to spend 90% of your cap space anyway. Okay? If you spend 90% of your cap space anyway, who are they going to go out and get that's going to be up to par with LeBron's expectations that they're going to be able to afford? I don't think anybody. It's going to have to be a trade. And then, if LeBron is whining and complaining about the pieces they have now, and if you trade somebody, well, then you're losing one of the pieces and gaining a piece that might not be a piece that's as good as what they want. So for LeBron James to be whining the way that he's whining on a 30 and 14 team just affirms, I think, everybody, mine especially, but I think everybody's beliefs on who this guy is and what this guy does. And now I don't have to talk for an hour myself anymore. Joe, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, Chris?
You feeling any better?
I'm feeling a little bit better. Enough to be here with you, my friend.
Were you up drinking last night? Is that why you're sick or what happened?
No. If it were something like that, I could understand it. No, it's
Flu?
The guys at the newspaper, there was a stomach bug going around there, and it looks
wow.
like it found its way to me. So last night and this morning have been a little rocky, a little bit extra time in the old bathroom, but
it's not
all
Ebola,
right.
though, is it?
It's what?
Ebola.
It's not a boulder?
Oh, Ebola.
Oh, Ebola. I hope not. I don't think anybody's died yet.
Good.
So,
all right, good.
I'll let you know.
Well, today,
so I heard you talking.
We were going to try to jam pack a whole bunch of stuff into today. If not, we can get to it and carry it over to Tuesday. But yeah, LeBron James. and the whole whining thing he's been doing lately, which is part of the course for LeBron, really, if you think about it.
Yeah, and I heard you saying that when I logged in. I heard your tail end of what you were saying, and I don't know a whole heck of a lot. I haven't tuned into the NBA just yet because, you know, my team is still playing football. Anyway, I'll move on. But I have heard some things about LeBron. What I don't get is why is this dude asking for more talent? Now, he's got the NBA – I mean, yeah, the team seems to be underperforming, he's got all the talent in the world.
Well, they lose a couple of games. They have a couple of underwhelming performances. And he's just worried about the – he came out and said he's not wild about the direction the Cavaliers are going. If I pull
the
this
Cavaliers,
up,
you mean?
That's what I said, the Cavaliers.
There's the Cowboys.
No, I said Cavaliers. I was just yawning as I said it.
Yeah.
He's worried about the direction that the Cavaliers are going. And, you know, for me
the direction they're going.
I was pointing out before you came on, they're 30-14. I mean, they're the top team in the East. To give you an example, I'm going to pull up the NBA.com article here.
Yeah, I'm doing too.
Tell you a little bit about what it is. They're called it was titled LeBron Upset with the Direction of Slumping Cavaliers. Called Slumping. They're 30-14, for God's sakes. But anyways, it says LeBron James alluded to flaws with his Cavaliers roster all season, which is another thing that pisses me off, because LeBron James gets up there and basically says, oh, well, it's just me loving Kyrie out there. Okay, well.
Dude, he built that
team. What do you expect him to say?
Well, he takes
credit
for building the team. You know he does. And now he's bitching.
Yeah, but great job being a leader. Like if I was on that team that like wasn't one of those three, I'd be like, oh, you know, I'm here too.
Exactly.
You know, like, thanks.
Exactly. That's crappy leadership.
So then he goes, he got much more detailed about the cracks and crevices in the NBA championships after their fifth loss in seven games. James urged the team's front office to do more after a 124-122 loss Monday night to the New Orleans Pelicans, who were missing star forward Anthony Davis. Okay. They scored 122 points, first of all. Can we just think about that for a second? And then he goes, we're not better than we were last year from a personal standpoint, James said. We're a top-heavy team. I just hope we're not satisfied as an organization. On Tuesday, James went on Twitter to explain his comments weren't directed at Cavs general manager David Griffin or Cleveland's coaching staff. I'm not mad or upset at management because Griff and the staff have done a great job. I just still feel we need to improve in order to repeat. If that's what we want to do.
Yeah, that second tweet, I'm looking
at. That's what we want to do.
Yeah, that second tweet, I'm looking at it. If that's what we want to do, that's such a loaded little tweet, you know? Like, that's so obnoxious. Mm-hmm. That's passive aggression, and that's crap. If that's what we want to do. Like, oh, no, we don't want to repeat. You know, I mean, of course it's what you want to do. That's his comment to get after. It's like a contradiction. I'm not mad, upset at management. Done a great job. I just we need to prove to – if that's what we want to do, of course
what
you want to repeat.
What the hell more
he's a jerk.
Guy,
he's acting like a jerk.
What the hell more is this guy going to do? This guy, you know, he's already been at the top of the mountain. I don't know what the hell else he wants. I mean, he's not going to win seven rings. He's not going to beat Jordan.
Dustin
I'll tell you what.
On James' talk on the show.
They're 30-15, which for that team
14.
Is not very good. I mean, they're only the top team in the East by, last time I looked, a few games. They're not, like, running away with it. Now, they can run away with it at any moment. I'm not saying that they're being challenged much. But I get where he's coming from and that the team's underperforming. But from his point of view, I'm not a huge NBA guy. I'll admit that, first to admit that. But he's got all the talent in the world there on that team. He built that team. With Kevin Love, Kyrie himself, I'm sure he had a hand in all the bit players. And now he's coming out and saying it's not enough and he's dissing management. He's just, I don't know, man. When he does these things, like Jeremy just said, he's on top of the world, bro. Everybody loves him now after what he did. Not everybody, but I mean, his reputation took a significant uptick after last year. And now he comes out and does this stuff, and it pisses on his reputation. It's just garbage.
Well, LeBron goes on to say, it's been a lousy 2017. so far. His biggest issue with the current makeup of the Cavs, who have been hurt most by allowing backup point guard Matthew Dellavedova to leave as a free agent and injuries to forwards like Chris Anderson and J.R. Smith. James watched the Golden State Warriors retool after losing last year's NBA Finals and feels the Cavs haven't done enough to address their biggest needs. James said he's expressed his opinions directly to Griffin, who recently obtained Kyle Korver, trade with Atlanta. He goes, "We need an expletive playmaker. I'm not saying you can just go find one, like you just go outside and see trees. I didn't say that. Griffin has an open roster spot and two small trade exceptions. The trade deadline is February 23rd, and free agents can be signed until March 1st to be eligible for the playoffs." Now, in his 14th season, James knows his time to win more titles is dwindling. I don't know what we got to offer, James said of possible deals. "I just know me, personally. I don't got no time to waste. I'll be 33 in the winter. I ain't got time to waste." It remains to be seen whether James's public rant will spark the team, but James also knows that the Cavs will do anything within reason to accommodate him. What King James wants, he usually gets. Despite their recent slide, the Cavs have the best record in the Eastern Conference. Cleveland hosts Sacramento Wednesday night, as well as Brooklyn and Oklahoma City later this week. Well, Sacramento last night, which was the game that came out after this article, they actually lost that game 116-112 in overtime. So now you know he's going to be even more PO'd right now. But I know Dustin hates this guy. We all think he's a diva. Of course, social media wasn't the same thing back then. But you didn't see that Jordan's doing this, that Kobe's doing this. You know, anybody in those old Spurs teams doing this. Played the game with who you had, and that's what it is. And the fact that they are bending over backwards, give him guys. The fact that they put themselves in a 93% of their cap being used to put them in a situation to get Love and Kyrie and Kyle Korver, and he's still not happy when, you know, they're 15 games over 500 in January. The freaking NBA playoffs don't start until April or May. So it's like, come on. You know, you've got
What this is they've lost, what, 6 of the last 8, 7 of their last 9. LeBron,
something like that, yeah.
That's not, you know, that's what's impacting his mindset. Okay, the team's not been playing well lately. But what I can't stand about this, and I'm a LeBron James fan, so take this for what it's worth. What I can't stand about this when he does this crap is what he's effectively doing. And you say how we didn't have social media back in the day of Michael Jordan. These kind of things probably did go on, but they didn't come out to social media with the crap. LeBron James has a beef with management right now. And I'm going to read for you a little bit from what I'm looking at online here. But what he does is he takes it out to social media. And that's his trump card. And I can't stand it, no pun intended. But I think that's such a slimy move because he has however many millions of followers. Because read this. It says, James and team owner Dan Gilbert have different – this is an article on NBA.com. James and team owner Dan Gilbert have different viewpoints on the issue, and it has been straining the relationship, sources say. Then it goes into talking about how over the past 2 or 3 years, they've overspent into the luxury tax. They've paid a ton of luxury tax, no question, whereas now this year they're a little bit under. So combine that. They're a little bit under the cap, okay, and they're on a bit of a losing bend. So LeBron is talking to management about, yes, I think he's legit when he says, hey, I'm 33, I don't have so many years. Yeah, he wants to keep winning for his own legacy. You know, that's really what it is. He wants to keep winning, and he sees this as maybe this year is slipping away. So he's talking to management about what they can do, and there's a disagreement with management behind the scenes, and LeBron immediately goes to social media. I hate that move.
I don't know why you're
I'm glad
like
you
it.
Agreed, Jer.
Well, I'm so over this crap. You know, the guy's been in the league for like 14 years. Like, he's won some titles. I don't know what more this guy wants.
He's lost more than he's won, though.
He wants 6 or 7. That's what he wants.
He's not going to be Jordan. He's not going to get 7 titles. He's not getting any younger. Jordan was in his prime when he won 7 titles. You know, what he wants? The NBA is a lot different now. I actually think it's easier for LeBron than it was for Jordan now, but I'm so done with this crap. I know what you're talking about.
Do you even think that Well, do you even think that he is you know, that good? I mean, you think of,
yes,
you know, you think
yes.
of the all-time guy, the all-time greats, and there's always that discussion, is LeBron up there with the all-time greats?
I say absolutely.
What, are you kidding me?
Easily top five. I'd say arguably top three, and you could make the case for number two. You could.
Now,
I'm not saying I could.
I agree.
Does his, you know, bitchiness per se bring him down a little bit, you think?
No,
good
everybody
question.
Does this. Jordan did this kind of stuff too, but he wasn't as vocal about it. I mean, he got away a lot.
Well, you didn't have social media to run to.
Right.
You're damn right.
And LeBron uses it as a negotiation tactic with his management team. That's what I don't like about it. He's using all of us followers. I don't think I follow him, actually. But all of his followers on social media, he's using that as a trump card to get management to do what he wants. And I think that's a shady tactic. I don't like it. That's exactly what he's doing. I'm pretty sure of it.
Well, I don't think he cares.
Well, I agree
with
you.
Like it, Joe.
Well, you know what? He can go stuff it. If he comes to the Celtics, I'll endorse whatever he does. That's all. That's it.
You know, he's not going to come to the Celtics. All LeBron James is going to do is beat the Celtics in the playoffs. That's all he's going to do. So
that's
about
right. That sounds about right.
No. The Carmelo Anthony. That there was rumors of a Carmelo Anthony trade to Cleveland. Now that is
dumbest trade
Boston
I ever
shot
heard.
Down. Well, exactly. Everyone's
terrible.
Thinking, oh, that's going to be a super team like what they have in Golden State. Not really. I mean,
no, it's been horrible.
LeBron wants.
That'd be like gasoline to fire, adding Anthony to that team. Oh, please.
Oh, well, yeah, because LeBron wants to still be the star. He just wants playmakers who are one tier below him. Well, Carmelo also wants to be the guy. Okay, he just wants pieces put around him. LeBron has been known the past couple of seasons now, well, past maybe five or six seasons, as being a facilitator, doing what he needs to do to distribute the ball to open players to win games. Carmelo thrives in isolation. Carmelo is used to being the only guy on the team. And even this year, when he has pieces around him, he still is taking way too many shots. So I just think that would be a piece that would sort of disrupt what they've got going on in Cleveland.
Oh, it'd make it worse. This isn't the Olympics, dude. Anthony takes like 35 shots a game. He barely makes 10 of them. He doesn't play any defense. You know, you think at this point in his career, he's not getting any younger. He wants to at least try and, you know, go after a ring. Like, I'm glad Cleveland didn't make this trade. The Knicks would have got the better of that deal. Terrible.
And another question for you. Did Russell Westbrook get snubbed really bad by not being named to the starting lineup for the All-Star game?
Yeah. I mean, come on.
Yeah,
how often does a guy roll a triple-double into January?
Every night.
Unbelievable, dude.
Listen, I know Harden's having a great year, okay, but, you know, he's just
well,
as good
it's a Steph Curry thing.
Yeah, but Curry's not even that great this year.
No.
The problem is with this thing,
but
is here's, a lot of the things.
Here's the difference about All-Star games, though.
All-Star games is the fan voting. You see that?
Player voting and fan voting, too. Russell Westbrook is kind of a douche. That's why a lot of the players don't really like him. Okay, the players kind of think he's kind of – I mean, they respect him, but they think he's kind of a dick. And then you've got
that's why they didn't vote for
the fans. The fans are more receptive to Steph Curry because of the back-to-back trips to the finals, because of the media stuff, because of his endorsements.
Yeah,
you know, you'll get kids walking around in Rhode Island with Steph Curry jerseys on at 3,500 miles away. Okay, so. That's the difference. Whereas how many Oklahoma City jerseys do you see? How many just random people walking around?
Never seen any.
Like how many just random people do you see walking around in Russell Westbrook jerseys?
That's a problem with marketing around states. So that's not just Westbrook's fault. They don't sell them around here. How
no,
they
no, I
them?
Know that. I'm just saying if it's a fan voting, okay, if it's a fan voting thing, of course they're going to go with Curry, even though he's not having the same kind of season because he's the one everybody knows. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, he's the face of the league right now.
The fans are watching the games, though. The fans are watching the games. If you haven't watched Wrestler play this year, granted, to be honest with you, a lot of his games are on late at night because Oklahoma City is in the Midwest. They play at like 10 o'clock at night. Kids don't watch the damn games because they're in bed by 8:30. So that's half the problem.
But you're right. But Chris, you're right, man. It's the popularity contest, the fan voting aspect to it. Steph Curry is a more palatable, more acceptable player who is more popular with kids of all ages. Whoever's doing the fan voting, you know, kids are doing fan voting. So he's going to get more votes than Russ. Russ is a better player this year than Steph Curry. But he is, you're right, Chris. He's kind of like he's kind of dark, kind of nasty, kind of a jerk. So he's not quite as popular, not quite as fan friendly. And I think that's exactly why he didn't get all this many votes. If this were based on merit, it would be Harden and Russ starting the All Star team without a doubt. But it's popularity.
You know,
I was
watching
only vote
Sports
once,
Nation
though.
The other night. This is a problem too, by the way, with the players too. I was watching Sports Nation tonight, and Michelle Beadle was talking about how they were showing players were showing how they voted, and these idiot players are voting for themselves who don't even play. They're voting for scrub bench players who don't even play. Well, why the hell are they getting a vote if they're not going to vote for you? I mean, you can't vote for yourself. That's not fair.
That shouldn't be allowed.
No, and I forgot.
They're voting for
that.
Their homies.
He was sticking for somebody like this guy. They're the fourth guy off the bench. You know what the hell is that? You can't vote for those guys. This thing is so tainted. It's ridiculous.
That's pretty ridiculous. It's pretty ridiculous.
But how else are you going to change? How else are you going to fix it? The fans have to have some kind of vote in it. The players, players shouldn't be. I mean, if the players are going to do it, they got to use their freaking brains. I hate it. I hate it.
Every All-Star game, do we have a single All-Star game that is, like, good? Like,
no,
in general?
I don't even watch
the Pro Bowl is a joke.
Yes, the Pro Bowl is the worst. Yeah,
the MLB All-Star game.
I don't even watch a baseball game.
Right?
Yeah, I don't. It defeats all for what this
frankly,
kind of matters, all that crap. I hate that.
That's garbage. Frankly,
like the
NHL
All-Star game?
I was just going to say, the NHL All-Star game might be the best of the bunch. I'm telling you right now, they innovate every year. They're trying to find something that's exciting and will get more ratings and more fan interest. And they've gone to this 3-on-3. I don't know how much hockey you guys watch, but when it goes into overtime and it's 3-on – well, try to catch an overtime game if you can and watch the overtime, because 3-on-3 is just about the most exciting hockey you'll ever watch. It is back – there's
cool.
So much open space. It is skill-based, it is back and forth, and it's brilliant. And that's what the NHL has done the last year and this year with the All-Star game. And that's exciting. I'm actually excited to watch this year. Not that they don't have their share of problems with their All-Star game, but in my opinion right now, the NHL might be the best of the bunch. I don't know.
Too bad nobody watches it.
Too bad nobody watches it, right? And they have their share of problems. Jonathan Toews got picked to the All-Star game. I wrote about it a few weeks ago. And he's having he's having by far his worst year. But he got picked because he's Jonathan Toews. You know, he's the captain of the Blackhawks. He's a superstar in name only. But if you look at what he does, I mean, he's not scoring points. And that's not his full game. He's like Patrice Bergeron. You know, you don't appreciate his game by looking at the stats as much, you know. But they contribute. You know, they put in 25, 30 goals a season and have, you know, get you 30, 40 helpers. They're offensively good, but that's not, you know, the main part of their game, like, let's say, a Patrick Kane. But Toews should not be an All-Star this year, so the NHL has their issues as well. So
there's no way you can fix this as long as fans vote, because fans don't really care, and the players just don't care. Nobody cares. That's the problem. They all, you never put the best players out there. It's always your favorite player. Your favorite player's having a lousy year, they're going to make the All-Star team. Nobody cares. I can't stand it. I can't even tell you the last time I watched any sports All. I have watched one Pro Bowl since I think I've been born, and I was like 7 or 8 when I watched it. Because who cares? The Pro Bowl's at the end of the season. It's all over. Nobody cares about it. Baseball is hockey, at least through the middle. Basketball is like basketball is just. It's just a showtime to watch everybody do alley-oop dunks and shoot threes. There's no defense, and the game doesn't count. I think to myself, why even
the game is going like 160 points.
Yeah.
Do we even really need these? Like you already get selected these things. Just be an all-star. You don't need to play the game anymore. Who cares? It's all about making money.
Jeremy, I know one fan base who is definitely going to be watching the Pro Bowl this year.
Who's that?
The Dallas Cowboys.
Because
they got, five Pro Bowlers, one and done.
Yeah.
Five Pro Bowlers, one and done.
And
the coaching staff and the Cowboys coaching staff is coaching the Pro Bowl.
How'd they manage that? Why is that?
Well, sir, while I may not agree with what you say, I'll defend to the death your right to say it.
Probably because they had the best record
because they had the best record in the league, yeah.
Who's coaching
the
Eagles side?
Indiana.
What I got you pretty
AFC
far.
AFC side, that's a good question.
The Patriots, but it would have to be like the Raiders or something. The Raiders or Kansas City? Yeah.
I want to say it's the Raiders staff, but I'm not 100% on that. But
you know why it's not the Patriots?
Right. I'm not gonna watch it anyway. In fact, I'm actually kind of upset that they're doing it because last year the Cowboys coached one of the sides of the Senior Bowl, and that's how they came away
with
finding Dak Prescott. I said last year the Cowboys coaching staff coached one of the sides of the Pro Bowl, or excuse me, one of the sides of the Senior Bowl, and that's how they ended up coming away with the diamond in the rough known as Dak Prescott. So.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know.
Here we go.
Yeah, but anyways, so everything's jam-packed in today. We can't elaborate the way that we usually do because Jeremy's cat named Joe is sick, so we were I put them both in there.
Congratulations.
So we didn't have some time. So I held down the fort and talked for like an hour and a half. So now we're going to.
There we go.
Where are we going here? Put this up. We're going to jump into something a little bit more fun, a little bit less serious on this show. And that is, I don't know if you guys are betting people.
No.
You guys go to casinos.
Yes, but sports betting, I don't
do. Money.
Well, there are some pretty interesting, I forgot. Yeah, you have money, you don't have to spend it, right? There were some decent prop bets out there for the Super Bowl this year.
They hit
and,
the dumbest
I'm
bets
actually,
for that stuff, man.
Prop bets?
Yeah,
well, they're kind of
funny. They do sometimes how many times Belichick gonna wear a sweater, or how many times
right.
He's gonna lick his lips. Well, give me a break.
Yeah, it's funny.
Who hell's gonna bet on that?
In fact, the odds right now, okay, the odds of Lady Gaga making an anti-Trump political statement during her performance, visual or vocal,
2-1.
Okay,
2-1.
10-13.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, they're actually expecting at this point. It seems like. Let me see here. Let me find some of the more.
She's gonna be crazy, by the way. Oh God, I can imagine what she's gonna wear.
I'm looking at some of these prop bets myself too.
You think it'll be another? You think it'll be another? Another meat suit?
I hope not.
Oh,
that
God,
was,
here
that
we go.
Was the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
That's so freaky.
Here we go. Odds on the first Deflategate reference by Joe Buck or Troy Aikman or a sideline reporter.
God, give me a break.
First quarter easy.
Dude, that was like 3 years
quarter,
ago, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, well, first quarter 7-4, second quarter 5-3, third quarter 5-1, and fourth quarter 8-1. So, yeah.
Anyone who's taking that 8-1 is an idiot because it's coming out in definitely the first quarter.
They'll be coming out in the pregame.
I think so.
It'll be
a pregame without a doubt. It'll definitely
be
pregame.
I'm sorry, by the way. Have you guys ever watched the pregame? It's on for like 5 hours. Do we really need that? I actually watched the whole thing in 2007 when the Patriots played the Giants. The pregame show was 6 hours. Are you kidding me?
By the time the game starts, you're like wiped out from watching TV. You're like,
I know. I don't even watch it anymore. I can't stand it. And what the hell is the point of watching
the
it
odds
anyway?
On,
I can't stand it.
Odds on what color hoodie Patriots coach Bill Belichick wears. Blue
gray.
Is 4-11. Gray is 3-1. Red is 40-1, and Field is 50-1. Field color.
That's gonna be, I'm saying Field. It's going to be gray. Field color.
Field color would be funny, though. That'd be funny.
Chris, what are the
well,
odds that
it's
Chris
on there,
50
to
1. Up the coin toss?
Not yet.
Oh.
What'd you say, Jeremy?
No.
I said, what are the odds that Christian Laettner throws up the coin toss?
Why you got to roll? Why? I don't understand.
But Jeremy,
here.
You know what's funny?
Jeremy,
you know what's funny? That wasn't the only thing he tossed.
Oh no!
Jesus Christ! I'm sorry, Tiffany. I'm sorry I brought you into this, Tiffany. This world of sports roundup.
Well, nobody knew
Chris,
who the hell she was, so you just mentioned her name.
Chris, I was just kidding.
I didn't mention her last name.
You know, Chris, I was just kidding. You take this ridiculous level. You should be ashamed of yourself.
I just brought it to a whole new level, didn't I?
You want a medal?
I'm just so glad she doesn't tune into the show or download it or anything.
Jeremy, do you prefer jelly or syrup? Date and location. NRG Stadium in Texas. New England, Atlanta. the Patriots are getting 3. It's New England minus 3 here.
Really?
Dude, take that all day, every day. Take it, guys. This is
so if I wanted to put a little money on New England minus 3,
wait a minute.
I should do it.
I think that means two things, by the way. I think they think Atlanta is better than people think, and I think that they realize the AFC is a joke. That's why Atlanta is so low. I mean, I really think because Pittsburgh, that line was what, 7.5 for Pittsburgh, I think?
Yeah, yep.
Something like that.
Well, the way I look at it is they're always trying to get action. Okay, that's the whole goal of when they set these lines. So setting a line at 3.
It's going to change. It'll change before the Super Bowl.
It should go up because a lot of the money, that line is low. I'm sorry. I think that line is low. And I think Vegas knows that line is low because they put it out there. They're going to get a lot of money on New England on that line. And the line's going to go up because of that. And that then it's going to set, it probably should be about a 5 or 6 point line. That's you know, guys. New England is winning the Super Bowl. New England is winning. Let me just say this, Jeremy.
Let me just say this though. I think New England's a better team. Go ahead.
New England is a better team. I just think Bill Belichick, and I said this on Tuesday. I'm pretty sure, and I've been singing this, you know, since. But Belichick has been there, done that with a really good offensive team. Atlanta lost 5 games during the regular season. There's a reason they lost. Their defense is not very good. It's really not. I know they pulled a trick over there in Green Bay. Kudos to them. Green Bay shot themselves in the foot, though, with how their play calling
Bay,
early
yeah.
in the
Green
game.
Green Bay was playing
and
with,
they,
like, their four-string receiver, please.
Yeah, right. they were not – Green Bay did not come out with the right game plan, and Atlanta's defense looked better than it really is. I think the New England offense is actually going to have a pretty easy time chewing up this 28th-ranked pass defense, and this offense is not something that Bill Belichick has not seen before. I mean, he shut down the greatest show on turf, the Rams. He shut down the K-Gun Jim Kelly offense in 1991. He's going to find a way to slow them down. It's a challenge for Belichick to do this, and he loves it. He's going to find a way to slow them down, and Brady and the offense are not going to really have much trouble. It's not even going to be a close game.
If he slowed down fast-paced offenses, and then was against Seattle, he sped them up because they'd like to go fast.
Right.
That's true.
So it really So you know, it really is one of those things where you just take teams out of your comfort zone and out of your element. But I don't know, man. Atlanta's going to have to show a lot of fortitude because I mean, New England's a veteran team.
This is why Belichick is the best coach of all time. I don't understand why other coaches don't get that fact, dude. If you have 2 weeks to game plan for a team and you can't figure out how to stop a team, then I'm sorry, you shouldn't be a goddamn coach in the NFL. That's why Belichick finds these weaknesses. He exploits them, you know. And I don't understand why their coaches can't figure that out.
Really, one of the prop bets is how long will the national anthem take by Luke Ryan.
Yeah, so average is a minute and 58, right?
Oh, but Joe, this is why. Listen, I agree with you on a lot of stuff. I just think we're underestimating how good Atlanta's offense has been this year. Like, they have been playing really good, but I agree with you. Like, I'm gonna lie to you. I'm not gonna lie to you right now. I think New England's gonna win the game. I think it's gonna be close to you think. I really think it will be.
Okay.
But I think you're gonna tell at the beginning of the game how they dictate it. If Atlanta gets the ball first and they march on the field and score, we got a ball game here.
Okay? I agree.
I know maybe get to the halftime, maybe Belichick makes some adjustments, but
right.
That's how it goes. You set the tone for the game early. That's how it goes. If Atlanta starts to struggle, they go three and out, and I think it's going to not even be close. So
well,
here's what I think. The first quarter, man.
I agree 100%, Jeremy, on what you just said. One of the even more specifically with Bill Belichick's defense, what he did to the Rams, and I know it's a different league now and the rules are different, so he can't quite do it the way he did it, but it was the same thing that he did to the Rams, and what he did to Kagan is he roughed them up.
Yep.
He got physical.
Yeah.
with the offensive players. This is a wonderful tidbit that I didn't really know until now. The game plan against the Rams was when Marshall Faulk gets the ball, hammer him really hard, and when Marshall Faulk doesn't get the ball, hammer him even harder. So the game plan was to just destroy Marshall Faulk, and it really worked. And to this day, Faulk is butthurt about it, and now I know why, because they targeted him even when he didn't have the ball. And I'd love to see the film again and watch that, but I don't think I have the ability to.
So I tell you, a lot of this thing is psychological, too. I mean, you know, you get into a player's head, and there's some guys that can handle it, and there's some guys that can't. Like, I think you can get to Matt Ryan's head. You know, I like this guy. You know, he's a good quarterback, but I've never seen this guy under pressure in the biggest game in the world. They start to knock him on his ass. You know, I don't know what we're going to see from this guy. So I think the problem is we don't know.
Yeah.
I haven't seen this team enough to figure out what they are. I mean,
they don't get
the ball that often, you know.
And partly what they are, Jeremy, is they're a bit of a finesse offense. Now, Julio Jones is not. Julio
Absolutely.
Jones is a physical monster. I'll give it that, but every other player on that offense is not. So unless Julio Jones goes for 15 catches, 250 yards, and three scores, I don't think this offense, every other player on this offense.
And he's not 100%, you know. He's still got turf toe, which that's the dumbest thing I ever heard in my life.
So I think
he's going to be playing on turf next week, for Christ's sake. So
yeah, that's true.
I don't know what you're going to get of him.
Yeah, I think Belichick.
I'm telling you, Joel. I think we forget how great Brady is when it counts.
Yeah.
You know, my God. You know,
he's going up against the poor pass defense too, guys. Christ.
I know. People give me a lot of shit because I praise Brady, but it's because I have a goddamn brain. I've watched the NFL for 32 years now, and I have never seen anybody like this. I don't know why. I don't know what Dustin can't get that through his goddamn head. You know, people. You know, I'm actually going to miss this guy when he goes. We're seeing the greatest player that ever stepped foot on a football field. People, I don't understand why people don't understand that. You know, if you're bitter about it because you're not a Patriots fan, fine. Listen, I'm a Giants fan. I hate the goddamn Patriots. No offense, Joe. But it's like I can still see how good this guy really is. I mean, Jesus Christ, I've never seen a quarterback do so much more with so much less. I mean, if anybody could pick out Chris Hogan in a line, you can't even see who he is. Even if he had a sticker that said, "My name is Chris Hogan," you wouldn't believe who the hell he is.
Right.
That's unbelievable to me. You know, he's made stars that are like Deion Branch. You know, you got LeGarrette Blount. You know, I don't understand why people. I think it's bitterness and jealousy because
a lot of it is. And
I'm
what are you going to do?
And
Jeremy, I appreciate the fact that you can be objective about it. You know,
it's a personal thing, Joe. I'm not going to – listen, I brag this like hell. I'm not going to lie to you. When the Giants beat the Patriots the first time, I was happy as a goddamn clam.
Well, sure.
You know,
why not? You're a fan.
You know, and I actually did feel bad for Junior Seau because I liked him a lot. And they were they used to win that year. That was how I felt. But
Rest in peace.
After I watched the game like 2 or 3 weeks later, you know, the only reason the Giants won the game is because they kept Brady at the field and they pressured him. That's the reason why they won the game. And Tyree made the most ridiculous catch I've ever seen. He didn't do anything after that. You know, everybody has that moment. You know, I watch these games. I'm not going to be a dick about it. You know, I watch these games. I'm objectionable about it. You know, I see these guys play every week. They're on TV over here every freaking week. I can't miss them. You know, you got to give these guys credit. You got to give them credit. If you don't, then I think you're not a true football fan. I'm sorry. I think that's in my grade, dude.
Well, I think that's beautiful, man. What it boils down to is what's going to happen 2 Sundays, 10 days from now. Brady's going to have a pretty easy time with that Atlanta defense. You know, Jason, our contributor, Jason Cordner, came on Sports Roundup on Tuesday and said, don't sleep on the Atlanta D. Well, I'm gonna sleep a little bit on him, frankly. Vic Beasley, he's a real good player. He's a real good player.
But how about the offense? Well, what happens when all of a sudden you sleep on him and you wake up and it's, 21-10 Atlanta in the second quarter?
I just think Belichick's gonna get. He's gonna have their number, bro. He's gonna physically get to them. He's gonna mess them up as much as he can within the rules now.
Three,
and we know in the playoffs they let him play.
Clear. I don't know if that doesn't mean anything now, but
it's more like gonna be
21-10
Patriots at halftime or something like that, man. I mean, I really just think that Matt Ryan, that offense, you're gonna see something. You guys are gonna be expecting an offensive explosion from Atlanta. And you're going to see that offense is going to start to sputter.
That's the whole point.
They're
going to
go 3-and-out on their first couple of downs.
Joe, they're averaging 40 points a game, bro.
I know.
Yeah, but I understand, Chris. But this is the Super Bowl, okay?
Right,
all that bullshit.
You don't see that
I understand you're saying that, Chris, but this is this goddamn Super Bowl. This is where all the lights are on you. All the stars are shining. None of these guys have even smelled this game. And you better goddamn
be
amped up and ready for
the
start of this game, or you're going to go down hard.
It
what?
Could be, but I just don't think it's – listen, if Atlanta runs away – if Atlanta can run their offense and put up 30, 35 points, I'll be shocked. I'll be shocked if this is a 38-35,
41-35. Now that my team's not in it and I don't have to sit there with bated breath on pins and needles the whole time, I'm going to be drinking some beers and I'm going to be watching and talking with my buddy who's a defensive coordinator. My buddy's a defensive coordinator at a college, a successful college football team. And I'm going to be talking with him, and I cannot wait. I cannot wait to come back on the air on Tuesday after the Super Bowl. After Julio Jones torches Malcolm Butler, and I can show you guys that Malcolm Butler is a good corner. He's a good corner, but he's not elite. Because my thing.
Where do you get that from?
About Malcolm Butler.
Who said he is elite anyway? No offense, Joe. He's a good question.
I'm not saying he's elite either.
So many times.
It's Chris's favorite straw man argument.
So many times.
It's Chris's straw man.
Malcolm Butler. You know how Belichick's mantra is "Do your job."
Mm.
Well, in that Super Bowl against the Seahawks, that's what he did. He did his job. You're a corner. You're supposed to go for the ball. It was a terrible play call, perhaps the worst in Super Bowl history.
Oh, it's not even close. It's the worst
call
in the history of sports.
The ball was.
I'll put that down.
The ball was put right in front of him. And
he made a great play, Chris. He made a great play.
He made a great defensive play.
He jumped the route. He muscled Lockett off the ball. He jumped the route, and it was a short little 3-yard slant. And he jumped it real fast, knocked him off the ball. It was a fantastic play.
Wilson was just doing his job, underselling. I could have read that goddamn play. Wilson, I knew exactly where he was throwing the damn ball to. Butler had time there. You could look at Wilson wasn't looking at anybody else. Right now,
could have, would have, should have. I think looking back at it now, yes, he should have given the ball to Marshawn Lynch there, but.
Yes!
I mean, again.
Yes!
You know.
Are we really having this discussion again?
No, please, let's not. It's 2 years old. What matters is what's happening in 10 days, and we all disagree a little bit here. I, of course, being the Patriots fan, am calling for, the Patriots to probably blow these guys out. I think it is possible, and I think it's bordering unlikely. I don't know what it is, guys, but this is the 7th Super Bowl that I've – well, no, we'll cut it 6 because the first one I didn't know my ass from my elbow. But I actually feel good going into this one, guys. I'm not scared of it. And maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm whistling past the graveyard. I don't know. But I do not think this Atlanta team is going to beat the Patriots. I just don't think it's going to happen. They're just not that good. They have a really good offense, which Belichick specializes in slowing down. I feel good about this Super Bowl. I don't know. I do. I just do.
Well, listen, I'll be honest with you, Joe. If Atlanta wins, I'm not going to be that surprised. I think I'd be more surprised if this game's a blowout for either team.
Tell me how Atlanta wins then. But tell me, guys, how does Atlanta win this game? Give me a realistic scenario.
The only way this game is wins. I honestly think they can outscore New England if they can, but depends on how great of a scheme Belichick has. I don't know how you slow down 40 points a game in the playoffs. That's absurd to me. But if they find a way, you know, I understand that. But, you know, I think the problem here is, too, is Atlanta's running game is supposed to be better than it should be. Devontae Freeman and Coleman haven't done squat. It's Melvin, Julio Jones, and Gabriel and Sanu. You know, they have to get the running game going. The only way you beat New England, you keep down, you keep the. It's the same thing like how you beat Jim Kelly. You take him off the field for 12. You have 11 10-minute drives. You neutralize his field position, and you run the ball. It's how you beat this team. And you get.
You're right.
I know they say you put pressure on Brady. Okay, fine. He crumbles. I don't buy that. Still, I'm over that
crumble.
Theory. I know.
He's
some
silly.
People
He's
say
the best.
That.
He's the best quarterback under pressure in the league this year. But anyway.
Yeah. I know, but you get some pressure on him. He's tried to make mistakes. I don't buy that. That's what I hear from people. I think that's bullshit, truthfully. But you know, that's the only way you can win this game. And Atlanta has 7-8-minute drives. They take him off the field. They can't score
field goals.
They need touchdowns.
Right. If Atlanta comes down and kicks a field goal, they're in trouble. Just like Dallas did. You know what I mean?
Now, have we decided the Patriots are wearing white, right?
Yep.
Okay.
What?
Atlanta's wearing red.
Yeah, okay. Even though the NFC wore the dark color last year, it's because the Broncos were the home team and chose to wear white. So that's why. Okay. So Atlanta's the home team this year. So, okay. Well, the reason for that, do you guys know that 11 of the last 12 Super Bowls were won by the team wearing white?
No, I did not know that.
Who the hell keeps track of that?
And in fact, I did a piece last year. I don't know if you guys remember reading it, Joe. I don't know if you were with us at that time.
Probably no, I wasn't.
About the Broncos and why they were going to win because they were the team wearing white. It was kind of interesting, and I guess
Atlanta's
going to
win that.
To you guys.
Atlanta's not wearing white.
Oh, New England is.
No, the Patriots.
Yeah.
All right, mark it down.
Another reason.
I don't know if you're a superstitious person or what it has to do with the team wearing white, but the last Super Bowl New England won, they were wearing white
as
well.
It's because the refs make the calls for the team white.
Oh, here we go, the refs now.
So we got to fit a few more things in here with 16 minutes. We've actually elaborated on this pretty well. We fit a lot of good stuff in here in about 48 minutes, but The Bruins, okay, they look so good on paper. They look so good on paper. Why are they so bad?
Claude, I'll give you two words. Claude Julien.
There it is.
Where's Brianna today?
Yeah.
She's the one who's been sticking up for Claude a little bit.
She's wrong.
Yeah, you want the short answer? Is the coach is not effective in the locker room anymore with this team. He's lost the locker room, so to speak. That's kind of a cliche, but it's been 3 years running now where this team is just – it's so inconsistent. And, Chris, you say they look good on paper. Yeah, and when they have good games, they look like, you know, a team that could really compete, you know, come playoff time. And then they'll come out the next game and look like a team that just wants to go golfing come playoff time. You know, so they're super inconsistent, which is usually the mark of a team that's not really well coached, not well led. So that's what I think it is, man. They just need a new face. They need someone in there to motivate them and light a fire under their ass because Claude ain't doing it anymore. That's really what it is, I believe.
Well, I'm not gonna pretend to ignore. Like, I don't watch hockey. I just can't get the hockey like I used to. So I'll go whatever Joe says because I don't pay attention to that anymore. I haven't really watched hockey since 1997.
Okay, so what are the Bruins doing this year? Are they in the running for the playoffs?
I think if the playoffs started today, they'd be the 8th seed. I haven't looked at the standings today, but they've been, for the past month, they've been right on the bubble, either like the 8th or 7th seed or the 9th or 10th and out of it, you know, that kind of thing.
What seed are the Whalers looking at?
Oh, kiss my ass, the Whalers. You know what they're looking at? They're playing knock hockey at some rec center somewhere. How's that? Little bastard.
Hey, you know
you
who?
Make yard goat.
Do you remember? You guys remember Hal Gill?
Yeah.
Name,
no?
The name rings a bell. No,
he
it
was
rings
a defenseman
bell.
For the Bruins and then a defenseman for I forget who he played for later in his career. He's the coach of a local hockey team here in outside of Boston. So I got to meet and talk with him a few days ago after a game. But anyway, I wanted to say that with respect to the Bruins, the general feeling around here is that Claude does need to go. That's amongst the fan base. And if it's any reflection of what the media thinks as well, sitting in the newspaper sports department the past couple of nights when the Bruins have played, everyone is rooting for the Bruins to lose right now. And
that's
to a man. Yeah, because they recognize losses right now expedites Claude's departure. So we've got a sports department in a local newspaper rooting for the Bruins to lose just to get rid of the coach. So you know, it's pretty well figured out around here that Claude's time is short.
Right.
Mm. Yeah.
That can't be good. That can't be good.
Yeah.
You know, here's the thing about hockey that I like. You know, I think hockey has players that have the most heart and the most determination I've ever seen in a sport. These guys, you know, as much as I love football, hockey guys play with broken legs. They can play with broken toes. You can tape that stuff up. You know, and I love that about sports, like especially sports like that, where you see guys that don't care if they got no teeth in there. They want to fight. And I love that kind of stuff. You know, and I miss that around here because we got the wolf pack and all that crap. We had the Connecticut Whale for a couple.
Yeah.
Of it's not the same to me. Like it's minor league hockey. Don't get me wrong. I think it's good for sports, but it's just not the same as a professional team that we could call our own. You know, because you know Boston has the Red Sox and the Bruins. You know, Connecticut, all we have is basketball here. Okay, and we don't have a professional team to call our own. And that makes me depressed, to be honest with you. Like, I mean, we have basketball here. It's great. But that's about it. The football team is a freaking joke. You know, so we don't have anything else. So that's why I kind of miss the Whalers, because they were our team. Like, they were from Connecticut.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's sad to me. I wish we got another team here. But, like, the problem is Connecticut is not a big state, obviously. You know, I think they make a hell of a lot of revenue if they put one by the – they put. I'll tell you right now, if they put a sports arena by the casino down there, Ledger or something like that, I'm telling you, that would be a goddamn gold mine, but they're too stupid to realize that. But the problem is they only want to come here because we have a high state tax here, stuff like that, you know, and the marketability is kind of weak for the state.
It's pushed between two big media markets, too, you know.
Yeah. I know.
It's kind of like
we're
in the middle there.
Between like Massachusetts and New York, you know, so we're like in the middle, I call it, you know. And,
yeah.
You know, you got, I'm telling you, the bottom of Connecticut is more like, you know, Greenwich, stuff like that. We're all New York fans. And then upright,
yeah.
Southern Summers, they're all, all Massachusetts fans. So there's no middle, it's all middle ground. There's no one, you know, the whole Connecticut doesn't cheer for one team. You know,
right.
And that's kind of sucks.
Are you going to buy us tickets this summer to Yard Goats games?
Yard Goats?
Yes. Yes, if you want me to, I will. They're cheap, man. They're like $5, you know.
Are they really?
Listen, wait a minute. You know, the Rockies double-A team ain't half bad, you know.
Who is that?
They're
the Rockets, right?
Yeah. Oh, God.
New Britain
Rockets,
yeah.
Let me tell you something. If you've never been to a minor league baseball game, it's actually kind of fun. First of all, you got
to have
to
work in minor
league
baseball, bro. I've been to them. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean it's pretty fun. Like they put on.
I used to work for the Oneonta Tigers.
Oh, that's
funny. You guys
have
the Connecticut. You guys have
stuff. You know, they have a lot of stuff.
Well, you guys had the Connecticut. Well, you had the Connecticut Defenders out there. I used to work for the Oneonta Tigers, and then when the Defenders left, the Oneonta Tigers moved to Connecticut and became the Connecticut Tigers.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was the organization I worked for. Yeah.
I think
Bridgeport
now. Is that where they play?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah. The reason why I bring it up is because it's funny to me. The Montgomery Biscuits, who are a double-A affiliate. They're a double-A affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays in the Southern League, right? Well, this team name, it turns out, I'm just reading a random fact here, was selected by Montgomery's owner from a Name the Team contest. His reason for choosing the name.
That was a finalist for a Name the Team? Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh.
Now, his reason for choosing the name was because he liked the marketing pun and possibilities, such as Hey Butter 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 and the team souvenir store.
Idiot.
Yeah. Listen, so, Hey Butter Butter Butter, which sounds like Jeremy on any given day. And then the team souvenir store.
Clever.
Yeah, the team souvenir store, the biscuit basket.
Wow. Now, let me ask you something. Do they sell biscuits there? Because I'll get one. I don't mind.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they do or not. You'd have to go to Montgomery, Alabama, to find out.
I'm not going there. Screw that. They can, I'll go to KFC. They can order cheaper anyway.
Oh, my God. I haven't had KFC. Ours is gone now. Oh, I haven't had KFC.
Are you serious? Oh, Chris,
some...
you poor son of a bitch. Dude, I'm telling you,
I have it about 15 minutes north of me, but in my town, we had one of those ones that had the Long John Silver and that connected to it. They took it out, and I miss KFC.
You know what I actually miss, and we're talking about this one real quick, is you guys ever been to Roy Rogers? You know
what
that is?
Oh, yeah, I know it.
Yeah,
the
thing about Roy Rogers
is the only
places they have them are on the thruway. That's it.
I don't think they have them anymore. I think it's actually gone, because I went to one by Sturbridge a couple years ago, and that was gone last year when I went. I think they're officially gone.
Yeah, no, there's one on the New York State thruway, but...
Oh,
yeah.
Don't bullshit me, dude. If there really is one, I swear to God.
I'm not kidding you. There's one on the way, like heading west, like heading west towards Syracuse. There's one, and then I believe there's one heading south towards New York City.
I don't know how to get there, you jackass.
I need some direction. Take the Mass Pike. You take the Mass Pike. It turns in the 90. It goes all the way out to California. Just take that. Boom. Okay.
I don't have time for that.
So yeah. Yeah. Roy Rogers.
I'm disappointed now. Can't hear you.
I said, don't even get me started on fried chicken stuff, because the South has so many, like, churches. Church's chicken is amazing.
Church's?
Sure, I never heard of that.
Yeah.
We have a Popeye. I have a Popeye now.
Is Popeye's good?
Manchester.
It
reminds me a little bit, actually, of Roy Rogers, but they have like, a regular kind and a spicy kind. And it's all right. Like, I mean, I think it's a little damn expensive, if you ask me. Christ, I got like a 3-piece meal with like $10. I thought that was outrageous.
Mm.
Oh my God, it's not bad. I mean, I don't think it doesn't have much flavor to it, if you ask me. Like, it's kind of just like dipped in batter and they just cook it. But they do have.
Joe, I just sent you a
myth.
I just sent you a myth.
By the way, Joe. Can't hear sure.
I see it.
Well,
yes,
here we go.
Anyway, but
you guys are hilarious.
It's not about you, Jeremy. Here, I'll send you the same one. I'll send you the same one
really
before we get off the air here.
This may be worth my time.
But anyways, now you've got me stuck on food. Now I'm on food. Damn it.
Yeah, you like that, huh? I'm gonna go to KFC tomorrow and eat, and I'm gonna take a picture and shove it right up your ass.
Whoa.
Not literally grow up.
You guys are a hoot.
Hey, by the way, next Tuesday I was planning, if everybody wants to do it, I have my Super Bowl preview ready. I'm gonna go, by offense, defense,
yeah,
offensive
yeah,
line, defensive
that,
line.
Way,
what?
Okay.
I saw it. And okay. I if anybody wants to do the same thing, I think we should do a Super Bowl preview next Tuesday. I think it'd be fun. Because I already wrote out some things about the offensive line, each team's defensive line, special teams, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh,
my God. Who the hell cares?
I want to talk more about food, guys. I'm hungry. So,
yeah, I haven't had breakfast either. Actually, food is not a good idea right now. But
yeah, sorry.
Jeremy, do you guys have one? What?
Yes.
Do you guys have one out there? Do you guys have Chipotle?
Yeah.
Oh, Chipotle's huge out here. Yeah.
I love Chipotle.
I actually have one down the street. I actually haven't even been to it yet.
Chipotle's awesome. When they're not
poisoning you. I went to some mall. When I went to Connecticut School of Broadcasting, I went to some mall with one of the girls in the class. And she wanted to eat. Huh?
Off the street from the school? Off the street from the school?
Yeah. Not too far. And
yeah,
there was an Albon Payne. And I was like...
Yeah, that's all right.
I haven't seen one of these in forever. But
no,
it's okay.
I don't like that
expensive
place. They're a bunch of it's like a Starbucks for food. I don't like it.
Yeah, it was way too. It was
that place used to have a Nathan's inside it. I missed that. That was so good. Mm. Oh my God!
All right, restaurants, fellas. Restaurants. Chili's or Fridays?
Chili's. Because the Fridays I used to go to was terrible, so I'll never go to Fridays again.
Better serve than Chili's. Yeah.
Mm.
Definitely like Chili's better. I like Chili's because they always have like the 2 for $20 thing. My Jen and I always go there. We get a good deal on that.
There you go.
You know, you get like an apple. get an appetizer and two meals for $20. I mean, with tax, whatever the hell it is.
Yeah, you can't beat that. That's good.
No, Fridays is all right. Like, I hate those.
So we just got a really good sandwich place. I don't know if you guys ever heard of it, called Jersey Mike's.
Oh, yeah. I've been there a few times. They just came up here. I used to hit them out down in Cincinnati when I lived down there. They're good.
I think they just put one in Newington, I think.
Yeah, I just put a couple around here, too.
I like Subway a lot, but I feel like they don't give you enough portions for the price. I get the buffalo chicken thing. And I feel like they don't put enough like meat in there, and then there's
Subway
always extra price for this.
Subway or D'Angelo's?
Are you a fast food guy?
I try not to eat it anymore, but now I kind of eat just Subway.
Yeah, you do enjoy fast food. Are you more?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, and I don't know why we've gotten into this discussion, but I'm curious because, see, I've noticed. The fries best at McDonald's.
Yeah.
The fries best at McDonald's and the other options, such as the Frosty and the chicken sandwiches and things like that at Wendy's.
Yes. I think the nuggets are the best at Wendy's. It's not even close. Like, the way they bread them, I think, is what it is.
Man,
Burger King cooks their...
The square patty and the round bun, but other than that, I'm fine. But.
No, Burger King cooks their burgers like flame broiled. I swear to you, McDonald's burgers are the worst. Oh, Christ.
I
do love the Big Mac, though. I have to admit, I love the Big Mac.
Oh, you would. You would.
You want one today, Joe?
That's not the problem, no.
Are you going to make it through the day, Joe? Do we need to call somebody?
Yeah, I'll be fine. I'm getting better. It's just a matter of, you know.
Just give me Tiffy's number. I'll make a call for you.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
I don't like Arby's.
I've never been to Arby's.
It's all roast.
They have
Joe.
The meat.
They have curly fries, which is cool, but that's about it.
They have the meat.
It's too damn expensive for me.
You know what we just got? Don't you guys hate? I don't know why I'm so hungry, but don't you guys hate when they advertise something, they have a commercial for something, and you don't have
Carl
it?
Carl Jr. and Hardee's. I see it every freaking day down here. I don't know where there's anyone close.
What is it? I didn't hear the British lady was talking.
Carl's Jr.'s at Hardee's. I get a commercial.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
looks
yeah.
outrageous.
Yeah.
And something else
well,
called
forever.
CC's Pizza. You guys ever heard of that? I get commercials.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, CC's,
there's one in New York? I don't even know there's one around here.
But we had for years, I mean years, we had commercials for Sonic. And
yeah.
We had never, we didn't have one. And I keep seeing all these commercials. I'm like, why am I wasting, why are you wasting my time in between my football games with Sonic? We didn't even have a Sonic. You're making me want Sonic. We don't have one. Well, we just got one last year.
Yeah. I had to go to Pennsylvania the first time to go to Sonic. My Janet took me for my birthday about 7 or 8 years ago. They finally put one in Connecticut about. Yes, it is. I'm not going to lie. The burgers are okay. There's more. They're more like a dessert kind of thing. They got some cool stuff like that. They have, they have like honey barbecue wings, actually really good, bone stuff like that. They have corn dogs, which I love that shit. Oh my god, I like it. No, it's all right. They actually have one. I actually have one down the street from my house. You jealous?
True.
No.
All right, gentlemen.
Yeah, you're jealous.
I'm getting a little notification here that it's time to
Tuesday,
go until
preview.
Tuesday. However, I did want to just mention you this. I do have breaking news. The Knicks have also reached out to the Clippers and then the Celtics about a possible Carmelo trade.
Oh, please.
Oh, boy.
Carmelo.
So they could
if they're
end up
offering,
taking
if they're
the Knicks.
Offering, if they're offering Porzingis, I'll be happy for that.
The Knicks could end up getting the next first round pick.
I can't hear you.
If the Knicks get the Nets first round pick in the trade.
Yes, the Knicks could do that. Because the Celtics want to be able to compete with LeBron, and they feel that they need one more key piece to, scoring-wise.
Anthony is Alex Rodriguez in a basketball uniform. He's a clubhouse locker room killer. Plain and simple. That's all I'm going to say. Done with that. He's more of a diva definitely than LeBron James, and I don't care what anybody says. That's all I'm going to say.
You know, it's definitely, definitely possible.
But
again,
what?
You'll never know.
You really think Danny Ainge is that stupid to make a trade like that?
I think Danny Ainge is a very smart businessman. I think he's a very smart businessman.
I'd rather have DeMarcus Cousins, he's a pain in the ass.
Oh, he sucks. Oh, I can't stand DeMarcus Cousins. My decision as to where I'm going to go for him.
He's 15 years younger than Anthony.
Bye, Dad. Don't wait up.
Whoa, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Lisa. Come back here. You're not going out with all that makeup on.
But, Dad.
Upstairs. You're a McDonald, not a whore.
So I think that's what I'm going to end up getting. So we'll see you guys on Tuesday afternoon. Hopefully everything's
all right.
Hopefully Joe's feeling okay.
Thank you. I'm sure I will.
Is your cat doing all right, Jeremy?
Yeah, all right. She's all right.
Just
like
tickle him.
He'll
be fine. Just put your hand up underneath his belly and just tickle him.
It's a girl, you son of a bitch.
Animals can't be boys.
It's a girl, you dick.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
And you'll be good.
Yeah, goodbye.